This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 1st, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. Donald Trump's attempt to make nice with the president of Mexico has done nothing to mask his doubling down on plans to build a southern wall and deport millions of people in the United States illegally. Cato Institute policy analyst Alex Narasta explains why that might be a good thing. Donald Trump goes to Mexico, appears to play nice in speaking with the president there, comes back to the United States in Arizona, notably in Arizona and not in a state like Texas, for example, and says...
He says that he's doubling down on all of his anti-immigration positions. He wants to build the wall, and he says Mexico is going to pay for it. He says he wants to slash legal immigration, and he wants to carry out all the dreams of all of the anti-immigration Americans out there.
He said in his speech here, the truth is our immigration system is worse than anybody ever realized. The facts aren't known because the media won't report on them. The politicians won't talk about them, and the special interests spend a lot of money trying to cover them up because they are making an absolute fortune. That's the way it is. It's interesting that he points to the media not reporting on it, which tells me that the issue doesn't have broad appeal.
Well, it's also just false. The media is very interested in immigration. Whenever there's an illegal immigrant who commits a crime, his immigration status is front and center in the news story. That makes the news story frequently. It's just a bit of patriotic correctness to say that the media doesn't care about your issue when your issue isn't that popular with most Americans. When you look at Gallup's polling on this issue from 1965 to today, Americans have never been more supportive of increased legal immigration, and the percentage of them who want to cut immigration to the United States is about 30 points lower than what it was 20 years ago.
Now, you say that he's doubled down on his restrictionist immigration policies, but hasn't he said essentially that he's not going to deport 11 million people?
Well, in last night's speech, he listed a lot of different groups that are going to be the targets of his immigration enforcement. Legitimately criminals, national security interests, we all agree that. He also said visa overstays, those who enter legally and overstay, that accounts for roughly half of all legal immigrants in the U.S. He also said he wanted to repeal the president's DACA order, which stopped the enforcement of immigration laws against illegal immigrants who were brought here as children. And he said that everybody who broke our immigration laws will be open for deportation. If you add up all these different groups and the vast increase in immigration enforcement that he wants to undertake and his numerous statements opposing amnesty last night, then I think the only reasonable conclusion is that he wants to deport almost everybody, or as many as he can.
But he wants to presumably avoid using those specific words because logistically that's just an impossible task.
And he quasi-admitted that in his speech where he said, after we do my policies for years and we stop this problem of illegal immigration, then, you know, we'll consider what to do with the people who are here. So he sort of he admits that his policies won't deport everybody, but his policies are designed to try to approach that goal.
When you came in here, you seemed really pleased that Donald Trump had not, in fact, pivoted away from his earlier position of build the wall, heavily restrict current legal immigration, deport a lot of people of that 11 million group. And why are you so pleased by that?
I'm pleased because now nobody can claim that he has softened his stance on this issue. This issue is what built his campaign, won him the primary more than any other issue. The fact that he was considering a pivot a couple weeks ago means that when he lost in November, he could conceive it, his supporters could say, oh, well, he wasn't harsh enough on immigration. Now they can't say that. Now we know what his immigration position is. It's the same he said throughout the entire campaign, and he can't run away from that. And his supporters cannot say that he was too soft when he loses.
And so the idea then being that Trumpism, of which building a wall and restricting legal immigration and deporting millions of people, if and when that is rejected, it will be just a part of history.
That's correct. And from now on, I and other people who are pro-immigration can call our opponents Trumpists and say they support Trumpism. And for the next 20 to 30 years, people will know what that means.
Alex Narasta is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and with Cato's iOS app. And follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.